Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It is raining out there. I'm sure if you're already out there, you know this. I guess we have a storm coming tomorrow and tonight.
It's going to be wet and soggy, but we need rain, so that's good.
The storm tomorrow is supposed to hit at 8, and Rusty Lord is freaking out over it, saying that we have good chances of possibility, I guess, of tornadoes, strong winds, and hail in the middle of the day.
So. And getting soaked. You're going to get soaked.
Yeah.
Large hail.
Large hail. Oh, hell no.
I was waiting for it. Desperately waiting. Oh, hell no.
We got dad jokes.
It's Dad Joke Thursday. Come on. Yeah, so you are warned for sure. Hey, and don't forget, you can be in London watching Taylor Swift. Just go to channel91.com and get your name in the hat. That show is on in June 22nd.
Molly's really rooting for the coach of the Supernovas to win it.
Yes.
Because she's going to take Molly.
Yeah.
She promised.
I don't think that'll go over well, though.
I don't think it would go over well at all.
Congratulations. Molly's going.
No.
No, she's taking me. She gets to choose whoever she wants.
Yeah, but she doesn't even know you. Jeez, what if you annoyed her or vice versa?
And there used to be a rule that no one in media can ever win anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your local market. That you'd be like on the back of a sweepstakes, and it would say in tiny writing, it would be like, you don't work in any kind of media, like a real generic.
Mm-hmm. Because,
Well, so I guess if they that's found that out, I'm not winning. They could pull somebody's guess.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Remember when Lonely Joe, remember
that's
why guy?
You never see Rusty Lord winning a car.
You never do.
He's not on the news shaking someone's hand and they're handing him a big check. He's like, it's going to be raining tomorrow. Thank you.
Keys to his new Kia.
Yeah.
All right, we got what's trending coming up in a couple minutes. Molly, what do you got coming up? Here?
Well, looks like some new changes coming to airlines, and us passengers could end up getting paid.
All right, that's next.
Big Party Show! The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
New rules came out yesterday that are going to be better for passengers on airlines getting paid. Yesterday, they set up standard guidelines for when they have to give cash back refunds to passengers based on delay time.
Yeah, they're eliminating the vouchers. They don't think we should have to ask for it, so you immediately get refunded.
What's that going to cost them, though?
I don't
and
know.
When
they can still offer vouchers, by the way.
What's that going to do to the price of airline tickets, though, going up.
Yeah, it's a whole lot.
If they have to pay, which they never did.
Well, I don't think they're paying in penalty, right, Molly? Is it just paying you back your money that you had?
Yes.
You know?
So they're refunding you the ticket. And before, it used to be a travel credit or maybe even a different flight. And they can still offer you those. But now, under these new rules, we can say, I want the cash instead. Before, it used to be a fight. Like, it would be like, we'll just give you travel credit. And now you're like, I want it put back on my credit card. Like, just give me my money.
What's the stipulation, though, where you get paid for delay? That's what we all want.
So that's the thing, is that they cut out removing any wiggle room on defining what a significant delay is. 3 hours for a domestic flight, 6 hours for an international one. So if your flight's delayed more than 3 hours for
a
domestic
flight,
you can chirp about it.
It was a free bus ticket? Wow, that's going to be expensive for them. When they know, all right, that's a free flight. We're at 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we're waiting for the extra pilot and crew. You know how they're always doing that?
TikTok.
You're going to start seeing them running like we are.
Yes.
That if this plane's not wheels up, that's a free flight for everybody.
Suddenly, it's like a domino delivery. If it's not there in 30 minutes, it's free.
Pilots and stewardesses getting up first. I have to go. We're like, they're so annoying.
Yeah, I guess we'll be
the other
watching
thing
our clocks, right? What's the other stuff?
Check bag fees.
They have to announce how much that is, right?
Well, they have to announce how much it is, but the rule also applies to refunds on that. If the bag isn't delivered within 12 hours. Let's say your bag gets lost and it's gone for more than 12 hours for a domestic flight, or 15 to 30 hours, you can get your money back on that. So that, and it's because they're starting to charge. I mean, if it were just included with the ticket, you'd be like, okay, whatever. But like now it's like, I'm not paying you to bring my bag here and then not have it. Like
I had the bag not show up the day before Christmas, and then it showed up at like 11 at night on Christmas Eve. I felt terrible for the delivery driver.
Yeah.
It was Christmas Eve.
I know.
Ding dong, he has my bag.
Same thing has happened to me. When I went to Vegas once, I don't know where my luggage ended up, but anyway, they showed up like you did, and I felt bad too. And until I opened up the suitcase and everything was completely drenched with water, I don't even know what the hell happened.
And your dildos were all ruined.
Oh, they were ruined, and yeah, batteries.
Short-circuited, batteries lost. Batteries
were rusty.
Now it's a dumb dildo.
Oh, damn dildos.
The other the other fees that will get pushed back.
I love that word. What's that?
Never mind.
That's when a vibrator becomes a dildo.
Okay.
Right? Molly, would that be the way to describe it?
I don't even know.
A dildo is a dumb vibator.
Yeah, it is, actually. Do they have AI ones yet? I mean,
probably.
I'm sure they do. Talks to you, whatever.
Fees for things like seat selection, internet connection, all that kind of stuff. That's also stuff that they've got to start refunding.
Okay.
Because they've tacked on all these things now. It's not just like you bought an airline ticket and that's all they had to do. It's all the bells and whistles.
Yeah,
you know, if you bought an airline ticket and you paid to check a bag and you paid to pick a seat, they have to give you all that money back too.
That's what I'm just wondering. Are they going to change their behavior?
I don't
have to now.
Or are they just going to raise the, you know, are they going to pass the, you know, the price tag onto you, you know, with your the price of a ticket?
I mean, all of this is to work towards transparency and to get more passenger rights. I mean, right now we've all been at the mercy of the airlines. If you're a traveler and you're sitting in an airport, you really don't have, I mean, they've slowly started incrementing things where it's like, you can't be on the tarmac for so long. And it counts as this if you haven't left the gate. You know, these are restrictions to look out for us because people have been like trapped on airplanes. And then it's like, sorry, that there's no rule protecting you from that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they're doing this because I'm wondering if the airlines have used that gray area to, you know, maybe prolong things like, we could go, but why don't we wait and say there's a delay so we can get extra bodies on this?
There's a trade group for all the major airlines, and they're pushing back. The group said the 11 largest U.S. airlines gave back $43 billion in customer refunds just from 2020 to 2023 alone.
Holy, that's $43 billion.
But that was also because of COVID and flights getting canceled and everybody getting that triggered.
Yeah, you wonder how much of that was just COVID.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of that's COVID. I would look at numbers that wouldn't represent when they shut everything down. And what were you going to do? I mean,
think about all the trips you completely forgot about that. I'm like, did I get all my money back?
Mm-hmm.
Trips that got nailed.
I've lost vouchers.
It was a whole
mental
experience that never happened.
It
was a wedding or a trip.
Mm-hmm. I remember getting a voucher from, it might have been Southwest, and they had I lost it, and they said, oh, sorry. I go, well, why wouldn't it be on record that you know, on my account? Sorry. I'm like, it's $600 or something.
They're like, we'll see you first in line.
Yeah.
Gate lice.
Yeah.
Gate lice.
And that's gate lice.
And that's how you return the favor by being a...
Yeah, I do, actually.
They don't care about us.
They don't. I might just go down there and not even fly. Just go down there and become gate lice. Not go on a plane.
Like, how
did this guy get through TSA?
You call a major corporation and threaten that you'll never use their service again. Like, I'll never fly with you ever again.
They'd laugh at me.
They'd laugh at all of us.
They'd be in a meeting making fun of that phone call. They're like, hey, this dork.
Okay, thanks, sir.
They're like, oh, we'll go tell the boss.
Yeah. So, all right. So, new rules when you're flying. Big Party Show. Channel 94.1, latest from Shinedown.
For the club track.
Oh, yeah.
Remix.
Get your, I don't even know.
I think it sounds like Cher.
Do you believe?
Yeah. Ew,
it
yes.
It does.
Oh, It goes right into it, I'm sure.
Yeah. On the dance floor, you bet it does. You just don't stop dancing. Just move, move, move. So there are still penalties for the airlines if you're stuck on the tarmac.
Yeah, I mean, they have to pull. I mean, there's stuff. Don't you remember they came up with that passenger's bill of rights after there were all those incidents where it's like they didn't have a toilet and they were like out there and they weren't feeding them.
Could you imagine that?
No. I mean, it was like it was seriously it just turned into Lord of the Flies. Like they're all just cannibalizing each other and making up like Survivor Island factions and like going against first class. I'm sure first class was terrifying.
Yeah, I've never been stuck that long. Maybe sat in a plane for like an hour.
Me too.
That's not as hard because you don't really notice it for the first 30 minutes now because everyone's on their phones.
Yeah running out of juice. I was probably an hour and a half or something like that, and then it was hot.
Wow. I think that was Jesus sitting
probably
next to you.
It could have been.
That's gonna go up when you get to the gates.
I know it is, Jeff, but I had one bar left. So
one
what happened
bar.
Was wasn't like, we were stuck
like, nope.
on the tarmac, and this lady sitting next to me was like, hey, can I use your phone so I can call my person picking me up and letting know we're stuck? I'm like, no, I only have one bar.
Wow. That was Jesus. They're going to hit the ejection seat.
Dude, it was survival.
Jesus is going to be looking down 10 people down in line like, yep.
That's
no,
him.
I see him. I saw him. Don't worry.
Right as you walk up, he's going to turn into that woman. I know.
Hi, recognize me?
It was a survival move because I didn't know how long we were going to be there. And it was weird. It was like, all right, well, it's already been this long. Everyone's hot and getting frustrated. They're trying to give us drinks now to try to calm us down.
So the plane hadn't taken off yet?
No, it already landed. It was just sitting there.
So how awkward was the rest of the sit next to her after you denied her?
I didn't even look at her. Like, whatever, lady. You're like, it's you or me on this plane. So if you want to go at it, we'll go at it.
So whoever was picking her up was just doing endless circles.
That's her fault. She should have planned accordingly, Jeff. She should have not played with her phone for so long. You know,
how you soothe your conscience.
Yeah. I wonder what the average
do for you either.
Airport pickup turnaround when they push you out of line and you got to do the loop again.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Where are they?
Over and over.
You're doing that look. Yeah. Rubbernecking.
Yeah.
Where is Jan?
On a plane next to a dick.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a guy. He's got all sorts of service. Not going to share.
That's where you just keep running into Jan. You run into her at baggage claim.
Everywhere. Even at Walmart. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, you just keep seeing her. You're like, oh, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was selfish of me. I should have let her use it. But I didn't know. I didn't know what she was going to do. I was just like, hey.
Didn't she tell you what she was going to do? Didn't she say, can I use your phone so I can use your charge?
I don't know.
You did know what she was going to do.
Well, I don't know if that's what she was going to do. I had one bar. And when that bar goes out on me, then what am I going to do? Ask someone else? Hey, can I use your phone?
I'm worried about your level of panic if things get even worse.
I won't panic. It was survival.
Saying that you're going into that survival mode that early.
If it was, it was an hour and a half, and all I can think in my head was the people that sat on that tarmac for like 8 hours long, and I was like, good Lord, that could be us today. And I'm claustrophobic, so it was getting to that level.
If you have a window seat or you're sitting in the middle?
I was in the middle. She had the window seat. Listen to me. I'm like, she.
She did. Her. The one who didn't have that.
Wow. The person who had the aisle seat was like, oh, let me tell you about the guy who was sitting next to me. Yeah.
Probably. It was amazing.
Probably. And I don't say no to anything like that, you know. And, yeah, I feel bad, you know. But she got in our way. We got off the plane, and, you know, she made it to her person picking her up, I'm sure.
They're like, I had to stop for gas after blowing through a whole tank because I never heard from you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what a terrible job to be the cop down at Epley who tells you that you have to move
it along. Yeah. Move.
All day long. It's not like any of us are trying to break the law. We're picking up a loved one or a friend. We're like, we got the rules.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever flown before, officer?
They got to be the jerk. Like I've been yelled at for going too fast through there. You've been yelled at.
Be careful though.
Yeah, there's people everywhere. I was stupid. I wasn't even thinking. You know, just in robot mode.
But yeah, they do go after you for something like that because you know they're like, buddy.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
that job. All right, we're going to get to what's trending coming up next. And the lady, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Is she in Omaha?
I don't know.
That's even worse if you're going back to Italy. You're like, oh, buddy, bad karma. At least if it's someplace where you're like, and I will never see her because she lives in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah,
which I am never going back to.
Could have been visiting for all I know. I didn't talk to her. I didn't have a conversation. I feel bad.
Know.
Now I'm looking at her little face right now. Little lady just standing there.
Excuse me. Her panicked face. Can I borrow your phone real quick just to notify my ride? No.
My grandson.
No, I only have one bar. Oh, my God. I would pay to see what her face looked like. No. No.
I can imagine what her face would be like, and that's what it looked like.
That's on zero Boy Scout manifestos of, like, helping women. No.
They're like, you didn't even have to get up out of your chair.
One bar.
I wasn't even helping her across the street carrying groceries.
How much juicy battery life did you have?
Oh, it was fine.
By the time you made it to baggage claim.
It's fine. I don't, you know, because I conserved.
Yeah, you were just handing it out.
I conserved. I wasn't just handing it out to everybody.
Make better decisions,
yeah.
Lady.
Yes, charge that thing and stay off your phone with the whole trip next time, you know? All right, we're going to get to what's trending coming up next. Molly, what's up?
Well, lots of things have, you know, Taylor Swift's new album has inspired lots of music videos. Well, also a resurgence in some old tech is thanks to her album.
Really? All right.
Yep.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.